KPI.org. KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFAI.org. You're listening to Disability and Progress, where we bring you insights into ideas about and discussions on disability topics. My name is Sam. I'm the host of the show. Charlene Dahl is my research person. Special thanks to Miguel for doing my engineering this week. Also, thank you to Aaron, who is my podcaster. This week, we are speaking with CEO Paul White. Paul is the CEO to the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Team. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon or good morning to you, Sam. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, and thank you for being willing to do this. It's great that we can do this with all parts of the world, but we do stream and we have a podcast and we do we are online as well. So we really do reach out to everyone. So I want to, tonight, or now, we're going to talk about the Special Olympics, the Hidden Disability Sunflower, and anything else that you think is appropriate for this topic. So I want to start out by having you tell us, like, what is the Special Olympics and how, kind of like a little bit of the history behind it, because everyone knows about the Olympics, but I don't think they always know about the Special Olympics.
Well, the Special Olympics is held every 2 years, and the Special Olympics champions inclusive sport to bring together an international community of athletes with intellectual disabilities. So it's the world's largest inclusive sporting event, and thousands of athletes, as I say, with intellectual disabilities come together to compete. This year, it's held in Berlin. There's 8 locations in Berlin, and there's 7,000 athletes attending from 190 delegations. There are 26 sports that range from athletics to cycling to gymnastics to swimming to tennis to football. There's 3,000 coaches, and there are 20,000 volunteers that are there to put on the games.
That's really quite amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic event. And the sport is often described as a great equaliser. And large sporting events really can improve the public's perception of people with a disability. And an event such as the Special Olympics really go a long way into creating an inclusive environment society for us all, I feel.
And so did it always include this particular disability, or can you have multiple disabilities and be in it? And was it always this way, or has it changed throughout time?
Well, the Special Olympics has always been around inclusion, Sam. It's different to the Paralympics. It's a much more inclusive event. It's an event for all, if you like. And as I say, they really... Their aim is to bring together this community of athletes with intellectual disabilities. So as years gone by, it's got bigger and bigger. I'm not quite sure where it started from. I mean, this is the first year that the Sunflower has been involved with the Olympics. So for me, it's really the first year I've really become aware of the Special Olympics and what it does. It's an incredible event, as I say, and the sheer scale of it is just enormous, and it really demonstrates that, as I say, sport is for all of us.
Right. And so it happens every 2 years. How do they pick where it's going to be held?
Don't know that either. I'm sorry, I don't know
That's
all of the
okay.
details of the Special Olympics. As I say, this really is the first year, Sam, that we as an organisation have partnered with the Special Olympics. And what we do, which I'm sure you'll come upon, is the ability to support the athletes and the volunteers and all of the people attending the event is where the Sunflower is really going to be assisting the Special Olympics and adding value to the Special Olympics. But no, so this really is the first year I've become aware of it, and I've really sort of got into it and researched, obviously, what the events are and everything else, and I will be attending, which is also a real thrill for me. So
Oh,
I'm not
excellent.
exactly sure what day yet, but I'm going to be attending the Special Olympics, so I'm really looking forward to that.
I want to talk about the sunflower. It's kind of a signature for hidden disabilities that you have brought to the table. But can you start out by telling people what a hidden disability is and what qualifies as that?
So a hidden disability is any disability that isn't immediately obvious. And people with hidden disabilities are not going to have any physical signs. And hidden disabilities range from learning difficulties to mental health to visual or hearing impairments. They can also include chronic illnesses such as diabetes or asthma. And it's whenever these illnesses or conditions affect a person's day-to-day life. And living with these conditions, Sam, makes daily life more demanding for many people. And if you haven't got visible evidence of your condition or impairment, it's very difficult for others to recognize the challenges and the barriers that that person faces. And as a consequence, life can be painful, exhausting, and isolating sometimes.
Can you talk a little bit about the sunflower, the hidden disability sunflower? How did that come about? And just give us a little bit of history on that.
So the sunflower is a simple tool to demonstrate that a person has a non-visible disability. And when people see that, whether that's businesses, the public organizations, they can recognize that there's something going on with that person they can't see. And it gives people the ability to give that person any additional time, care, patience, understanding, or kindness that they may need. So the Sunflower was created in Gatwick Airport in 2016, and the airport recognised that, sorry, the airport could recognise when people had a visible disability, such as in a wheelchair, for instance. But what about all these people with disabilities that weren't visible? So I'm part of an organisation that we were up. So I worked for an organisation that provided merchandise for the airport. And the airport came to me and said to me, "We've got this idea. We want to use a sign. Have you got any ideas?" And I had to think about it and with my team. And we came back and we said, "Well, how about using a sunflower as a simple tool?" And the airport loved it. The airport thought it was a great idea. They implemented it in the way that we provided lanyards and pin badges, and passengers started to wear the sunflower of it going through the airport. And that gave the airport staff the ability to be able to provide that person support. It was so popular at Gatwick Airport, it then moved to Heathrow, and then moved from Heathrow to other airports. And then at that stage, a lot of other businesses began to get involved in it, Sam, such as supermarkets, the transport. And really now, anywhere that people shop, travel, work, visit, Sunflower now has a now, now now has a as a presence. So we provided the sunflower in a relatively simple form, in the way that anybody can obtain a sunflower who feels they would need that extra layer of support. And what the sunflower gives that person is just the simple ability to demonstrate they have a condition, And as I say, for others to give that person that extra level of care.
And how did you come about thinking that the sunflower would be an appropriate or a good choice?
Well, the sunflower to me demonstrates happiness, positivity, and strength. That's what it demonstrates to me. And it's also around growth. It's also around confidence. And we really was looking for a symbol that people would be able to resonate with, and would people would be able to, and a global symbol that's gender neutral, of course. And I really feel that, or I felt, and I still feel now, that the global symbol for disabilities of a person in a wheelchair really doesn't resonate with so many people
Right.
with disabilities. Only 7% of people with disabilities use a wheelchair, Sam. So that leaves
Right.
93% of people that really can't relate to that symbol.
Right.
So the sunflower we has really become the go-to symbol for people with non-visible disabilities, and it's being used globally now, across the world, for people to be able to demonstrate they have a condition or impairment.
I really like the idea of having a symbol that reflects all people almost with disabilities, because I agree with you that it doesn't always reflect what they use. It's like if you took somebody with a guide dog, how many percentage of people use a guide dog? And obviously that wouldn't represent all people with disabilities. And you it started in 2016, you said?
That's it. 2016 was when we started, and we've grown now. We now have so to date we provided over 3 million lanyards is the volume of lanyards we provided. There are 25,000 organisations now that support the sunflower globally. We have offices around the world, in the UK of course, but across the EU, US and Canada. We just launched in Brazil and Chile. We have an offices in the United Arab Emirates, and also in Australia and New Zealand. So it's really becoming a global symbol. And the sunflower really grows organically. You'll find that mainly an airport will use the sunflower because it's been so widely used in the air network. And then once it gets a foothold in an airport in a certain region, in the bus company or the train company or the cab company picks it up, person wears the sunflower, then go into the shops and the supermarket, and you really see this organic growth from that come that stems from one read from one simple area or one simple business.
And it is interesting because until I saw your thing, I had no idea of the sunflower. So there obviously we need to do more promotion. And it sounds like it's really well known there in Europe, but maybe the US has a little ways to go.
Well, it's certainly really well known in the US across the airports.
Ah.
I'm not quite sure the number, and I should have researched this, but certainly I know that that Minneapolis Airport recognizes.
Yeah. Well,
So,
and I yes, then that would be I mean, my hope would be that it would spread more to, like you said, markets and shops and other events that would promote that kind of thing. How
There are pockets of organizations in the US. So it's certainly been very, very popular across for airports, and certainly for airlines as well. So travel really is a really big it's been a really big part of the sunflower for people to wear it and be supported when they travel. And the challenge for us really is how we get other organizations and businesses involved. And as I say, there's pockets of organisations that recognise the sunflower across the US. But we the but we with the sunflower, the more organisations that can recognise the sunflower, the more people can feel supported when they go out and visit these locations. So it really is a win-win for businesses if they support the sunflower, because all they're really doing is just providing that just attracting sunflower wearers to their location, because sunflower wearers can feel confident and comfortable. They will be supported when they visit that location.
Do you do encourage people to wear the, I guess I'm wondering like how people feel with, you know, there's always that thing of labeling yourself. Do you actually want to take that step and label yourself? You know, some people are frustrated because they have a hidden disability and it's so difficult for people to understand. And I feel like that's where the sunflower really comes in. But there's also people who think, you know, if I can get away with not telling people I have a disability, I'd rather do that just because there's, you know, obviously there's people who look a different way at people with disabilities.
The sunflower is a choice, so it's an absolute choice. People choose to wear the sunflower because they want to demonstrate they have a condition, and they want to show, they want to receive that extra level of care and support that they may need to be able to get through their day. And certainly for the majority of people that I know with hidden disabilities or non-visible disabilities. They certainly don't want my sympathy, but what they do want is they want my understanding. And certainly the sunflower gives the ability to offer that level of understanding. I can only speak for myself. I mean, I certainly was in a space previous to being involved in the sunflower where I would see a naughty child on the on an aeroplane, and I would think, why is that parent not controlling that child, and why was that not really considering that there might be something else going on in that child and with that family, and the stigma that family would be feeling, and certainly that really kind of demonstrates that how the sunflower really can work, because it really can help to, I think, for me it's really helping to normalize disabilities, and it's really sort of providing that tool and that reference point that whilst we are all equal, we are certainly not all the same. And that really
That's
is
true.
one of the key moments. That's one of the key points of the summit.
Yeah, and I could see that point in regards to, I like that you gave that example because I think there could be a lot of that, and that can sometimes happen, and people, that takes a little bit of the blame or pressure off the parent, and
Absolutely.
maybe hopefully it extends, you know, some understanding or empathy from people to understand what might be going on. So they might, it might make them even more willing to reach out and things like that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, using my own personal circumstances, my daughter is autistic, and traveling with Maddie when she was younger was tough, was challenging. Maddie didn't like to, while she was fine traveling, the security was a real barrier for us, being split up in security, somebody looking through her bag. All of this was a really challenging for us as a family, because Maddie would then start to feel real anxiety around that time. And now by wearing the sunflower, it removes that level of anxiety. It gives her the confidence that she can then go out into society and be able to live perceived normal life without any real fears. Because if she starts to feel anxious, or in any moment starts to feel worried or alienated by the barriers in society, she feels she has a sunflower. She's able to demonstrate that through wearing a sunflower lanyard. So once I thought about the idea of the sunflower lanyard and thought about how that would help people with hidden disabilities, the first person that I gave it to was Maddie, and she used it when, and it helped us enormously as a family traveling. It really helped us to be able to go out and not feel that kind of stigma that I suggested earlier, because of how travel used to affect her. And now wherever Maddie goes, I mean, her line is phone, keys, sunflower. It's kind of a mantra that she goes by, that she just, whenever she leaves the house, she might not always wear it, but it's always in her bag, it's always in her pocket. And if she feels that she's in a position, or if she's in any place that she feels she might need that support, she pops it on, and then she kind of then feels it gives her a lot more confidence. And that really is, I hope, other people feel the same.
Well, and I think that is a really good point in regards to, you know, people, when you're going through things like security or things like that. There's a certain expectation I think that people have of society, or just quote an average whatever person that might be walking through. And if you have a little more understanding, hey, this person's in a wheelchair, they'll need this extra help, or this person's, got this anxiety level and they'll need a little bit of extra explanation or understanding, that I could totally see how that would make a huge difference. What type of training does the Olympics kind of go through with understanding the sunflower?
So we provide training modules to the Special Olympics, and the training modules really is kind of what we're talking about now, as in see, recognize what the meaning of the sunflower is to the wearer. Recognize that that person has a condition that you cannot see, and really just give that person the time, care, patience, and support that they need. There really is no need or to know or ask for a person's condition. It's completely irrelevant. Because the sunflower is just a simple sign that that person has a non-visible disability, and gives that organisation the ability to offer that person the extra the extra care. So we've so we so the training has been given out to 20,000 of the volunteers, which is great. So the whole location is going to be sunflower friendly. The Berlin Airport was the first airport in Germany to recognize the sunflower. So the first touch point where the athletes and their coaches and this and the spectators will be coming into the country, obviously, is Berlin Airport. So from the minute they arrive, they'll be able to wear their sunflower and to be able to be supported all the way through their journey from the airport, and then whilst they're either competing or visiting at the games.
Excellent. So can you give me a little bit of history in regards to you and how you have, I see a disability store in your URL. Exactly what do you do? Where is your part in the sunflower, and how did you kind of get to that point?
So how I started with the sunflower was kind of how I explained earlier, in the way that I was part of an organisation that was providing the products to the airport, and when I was and we when we first took the product to market, if you like, it I was able then to obviously see the value of what the sunflower was giving, but at the beginning it really was just a commercial decision, is in all honesty. In the way that I could see there was a place in the market to provide this product, and I could see that there was a real appetite for the sunflower. So we opened up the store, we opened up the website, and we started selling merchandise. And then what happened, Sam, was I then started getting messages from people about how the sunflower had changed their lives. How by wearing a simple tool or simple sign that I helped to create, had given people their independence back, had enabled that person to go out and experience things that they hadn't done before. And I'll just share a quick story with you.
Sure, absolutely.
I had an email from a gentleman who has dementia, and he used to play walking football, or walking soccer in your language. He used to play walking soccer with his mates at the local sports centre, and the bus company recognised the sunflower, and because the bus company recognised the sunflower, he could independently travel to football, play football with his mates, and then independently travel home, safe in the knowledge that if anything happened, he would be supported. And to him, that gave him his life back, and that really had a big effect on me as a person. Just hearing that story, and I thought to myself, this is more than just selling a load of merch. This has really got the ability to really do something for good for society.
Yes, it does.
I really had a real 180. I thought, what am I doing here? I stepped away from the organisation that I was working with at the time. I jumped full in 150% with working with the sunflower. I created a team of people around me to provide the sunflower. And now my goal with the sunflower now really is just to is for it to become a global symbol for people with disabilities. to be able to launch the Sunflower in as many countries as possible, to support as many country people. And in general, the whole point of Sunflower is just to improve the day-to-day life of people with non-visible disabilities. So quite a big, quite an ambitious task, of course, but that's certainly it's certainly an ambition of mine and my team within the Sunflower.
Actually, I think it's quite brilliant that you started in airports and in the whole traveling area, because people go everywhere, right? Traveling has now become just really a global thing. That is, in a sense, that's why we had the pandemic, right? People just, nobody stays in one place. Everyone goes all over the place. Within hours, you can get places. So really, you're probably in more countries than you know, because people will take it everywhere. But how many countries are you currently in that you know of?
So we are in 27 countries recognize the Sunflower. So we've got this organization in 27 of the global organizations. As I say, there's 25,000 global organizations that recognize the Sunflower, and we've provided over 3 million lanyards. But that's nothing. That really is nothing if you think of over 1.3 billion people in the world with some form of disability, and we've provided 3 million lanyards. We've really just scratched the surface, if you like, of the number of. But we hope that, as I say, we hope that we're giving people the choice, and we get messages literally every single day, Sam, about how the Sunflower has given people the ability to go out and do things independently, and to go out and do things that they didn't feel they could do before. And it covers, as I said before, it covers all elements of society, from sports to businesses and another way that the Sunflower is certainly being used in businesses is with businesses that aren't customer facing use the Sunflower quite a bit. And the way that they do that is they're really using the Sunflower to help to create a culture where people feel comfortable to disclose that they have a condition without fear of being marginalized, because they've demonstrated, without fear that because they've said they have a condition, any future prospects will be withheld. So by an organization supporting the Sunflower and providing the Sunflower for its colleagues, it really is helping to create that culture across businesses, and creating that inclusion culture that all of us want diversity, all of us seek inclusion, and businesses really are using the Sunflower for that one of those ways.
You are tuned to KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFAI.org. This is Disability and Progress. We're speaking with CEO Paul White. He's the CEO of the Hidden Disability Sunflower Team. And we're talking about the Sunflower that will be hosted at the Special Olympics coming up. And it's held every 2 years. When is it actually happening?
So it happens it's between the 17th and the 23rd of June.
Do you know, can it be viewed at all on any stations, or is somebody doing YouTube with it? Or do you know anything like that?
Well, I think the best place is always to start with their website. If you Google Special Olympics Berlin, there will be links on there, I guess, that will be able to take you to. And I'm sure that it's a very inclusive event. Excuse me. So I'm sure it will be able to view it online. But that really is the best place to start, is to visit their site.
Excellent. And how can people find out more about the Sunflower and how to get involved with it?
So if you'd like to find out more about the Sunflower, then please visit our website. So our website is hiddendisabilitiesstore.com. We have a US site, so that will give you all the information about how the Sunflower is used across the US. There's a map on our site that shows all of the locations that recognize the Sunflower. So if you're a Sunflower wearer, you will be able to see where you will be supported. And then certainly in travel, you can put end-to-end travel destinations and see what organisations will support you on your travel plans. So if you're flying from the US to Canada, for instance, you'll be able to see the airports that recognize the sunflower, and then you can potentially tailor your plans if you want to be recognized all the way across your journey.
And if you were to explain the sunflower to somebody, because this is radio, is it just a regular sunflower, or does it have any words in it, or how is it shown?
It's a regular sunflower on a green background.
Ah, okay.
And that's it. There's no words in it. It really is just a symbol that is there to demonstrate you have a non-visible disability. It's mainly the main product we provide is a lanyard, mainly because people can take it on, take it off, those kind of things. It's quite handy. But
Right.
we have pin badges, we have wristbands, we have caps, we have every single element you can think of. With a sunflower on it, but it's all there for that one purpose, which is just to demonstrate you have a condition.
I'm just curious, did you have any other competition with any other products that use the sunflower?
Not really. I mean, one of the things that always surprised me when we created the sunflower was there was no go-to symbol for all people with disabilities or all conditions.
Yeah.
There were certain lanyards and things that said, oh, I'm autistic, for instance, and buttons saying, oh, I've got ADHD was something that I saw. But there was no one symbol that captured everything and didn't really capture the essence of what we were trying to provide was not to actively be able for you to show what say what your condition was, because for us that wasn't relevant. It was
Right.
just to be able to show that there is something going on that you can't see. And as such, because I've got this thing going on that you can't see, I might need that extra layer of support. So no, it always surprised me at the beginning that there wasn't any other organizations doing anything like this. And I think that's why we potentially have been so successful, is because it really has captured the public's imagination.
And do you see that maybe this might spill over to, even visible disabilities that people might use this?
Well, certainly with people with visible disabilities,
I mean,
a
you
lot
do
of
know,
people.
but I don't know. I just kind of see it as sometimes people, like the service dog has a harness. That definitely is something that shows. So I was just. I could
Well,
almost see how this could.
with some people with visible disabilities, they may have a non-visible disability running in parallel with their visible disability.
Yes,
So
that's true.
with a lot of people, there are more than one condition that's going on. So people with visible disabilities do wear the sunflower, and we're delighted if that is the case. I mean, we're not. We, I mean, we certainly we provided the sunflower for the reason that we've explained that if you haven't got a visible sign, if you haven't got hearing aid, or you haven't got a white cane, or you don't use a wheelchair, how can that person demonstrate that they might need that extra level of support? How can that person demonstrate that they might need that seat on the bus? How do they do that? And it must be exhausting to continue to maybe justify yourself and say, could I have that seat, please, sir? Because I've got this problem and I can't stand for too long. It must be absolutely exhausting to have constantly justify yourself. So the hope is that the sunflower really m removes some of those barriers.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this, and I hope you have great success, and it sounds like it's well on its way. Are there any other comments you have in regards to the Special Olympics Sunflower and Hidden Disabilities?
No, I would just say that if you're visiting the Special Olympics, then please go onto our site and try and get yourself a sunflower lanyard if you choose to wear one. So because you will be recognised at the event. Remember that Berlin Airport also support the sunflower, so wear your sunflower lanyard through the airport. And if you are visiting, have an amazing time.
And could you give us the website one more time, how people can find out more about or get their sunflower?
So it's hiddendisabilitiesstore.com.
Paul, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for spending your time with us.
Thanks, Sam. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Paul White. Paul is the CEO to the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower. And we were talking about Hidden Disabilities, the Sunflower, and the Special Olympics. This is KFAI.org and KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis. This is Disability and Progress. KFAI.org.